Good morning. I'm Meredith White. I work as a postdoctoral research scientist at Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences in East Booth Bay. My research has focused on the effects of ocean acidification on marine organisms, including larval scallops and a type of phytoplankton called coccolithophores. And I'm here today to voice my strong support of LD-1602, the ocean acidification bill. Copies of the written testimony include more details and also selected references for the scientific statements. Maine has multiple reasons to be concerned by the threats of ocean acidification, perhaps more so than other regions, and I have three main points that I would like to make today. First of all, the vast majority of experimental data show negative effects of ocean acidification on calcifying organisms, including scallops, clams, oysters, and mussels, which are all important to Maine's economy. Additionally, many of these species live in coastal and estuarine regions, which are particularly vulnerable to ocean acidification. And it has only recently been widely recognized by scientists that coastal and estuarine regions are affected by ocean acidification in different, more extreme, and more variable ways than the open ocean. Next, Maine is at even greater risk from ocean acidification than other coastal regions along the East Coast. Data indicate that the Northeast, including the Gulf of Maine, is more susceptible to OA than the southeastern seaboard and the Gulf of Mexico, mainly because the Northeast shelf waters are less buffered and therefore less resistant to changes in pH. So this means that the Gulf of Maine could reach critical ecological thresholds more quickly than waters along the southeastern coast and the Gulf of Mexico. And finally, while ocean acidification sometimes seems like an insurmountable issue, there is hope for Maine's coastal health and economy. For example, my own research with larval scallops has shown that exposure to ocean acidification after the first day of development has limited impacts on the larval development, which has positive implications for aquaculture of marine bivalves and could potentially strengthen Maine's adult bivalve population. So I urge the committee members to support LD-1602, and I sincerely thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Thank you for your testimony.